Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Something that happened to me a lot over the... I was mental last week. I want to know if it's been going on in your life too. Everyone seems to want to give me lemons. I don't mean in that life gives you lemons kind of metaphor. I mean, literally, they have fruit that they are trying to get off their hands. Would I like to take some lemons home with me?
Just lemons.
Just lemons happened both my mum and my stepmum when I went and saw them over the weekend. Jess in the office brought in a big bucket of lemons. I understand, like, on the tree, people have them at the moment. But there's a real push for people to give me fruit.
For lemons. Look, I'm not really getting a lot of that, but I'm also in a fruit fly exclusion zone at the moment, which I know a lot of people are, and the movement of fruit is quite restricted, so I'm just kind of staying in my lane.
That's always my excuse. That's always my out. But you've got almonds and things on your property. Have you been trying to... get rid of them, offload some products?
Well, no, that's the problem again. We can't move anything off our property at the moment. So I'm stuck with my own lemon and orange issues and I can't handle them off. So I don't blame people that can for doing that. Yeah.
Well, what are you doing with all your citrus then?
Oh, they're just kind of there. No doubt I'll make a juice or something.
Will you actually a nice lemon juice?
Just a lemon juice. Maybe put it into my rice for my garlic prawns. Yeah.
It's a lot of garlic prawns you've got to make. Which is probably that's probably a problem you're very keen to have. Yeah. No, I wonder if this is just guerrilla marketing for the Citrus Fest coming up in the long weekend.
Oh, yeah. I forget that's coming
People
up.
People are just sort of whispering, oh, you should get some lemons, Bob.
Maybe.
Get some oranges.
See, when I think citrus, I don't automatically think lemon. I'm always straight to orange and mandarins because you can actually just eat them and they're great.
Yeah, you're not the kind of person who eats the lemon out of your drink at the pub.
No, you are, though.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Look, we have some great pubs and clubs in the Riverland, but usually I'm just a little bit hungrier than what the very generous portions provide, so I have to chunk down on the lemon.
So what are you doing with these ones? Are you going to just chow into those?
I mean, I could do that if you wanted to. I don't know. We did this when we were on the boat for Hot Cross Bonnie. Quite hard to bite into a lemon. The flesh is quite thick.
But, you know, long term, if you've got this many.
Oh, I am looking at the Citrus Fest flyer right now. And there's obviously stuff like, oh, make a citrus cake, make a citrus cocktail, marmalade, that kind of thing. Best citrus photography surprises me.
That could be your vibe.
I can take a photo of a bit of citrus.
You've got to make it fun and jazzy.
I'm also just curious who the celebrity judges are at the citrus competition. So, look, if this is all some big conspiracy to get me to think about Citrus Fest, it is working.
It's working.
check out your flyer at magic931.com.au and your street sheet.